Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the more I was thinking about this, and this more applies to second contracts, because you know my general rule of thumb is that you shouldn't keep messing with young quarterbacks and changing their quarterback or their coach the first year after, and teams keep doing this, and I don't understand. It's that the number one overall pick 4 times in a row has lost their coach in the middle of their rookie season, and I don't understand how this keeps happening. But the more I think about veteran contracts, especially guys who get contracts in their second deal, why are they shipping these guys out of town rather than finding a coach who works for them? So, for instance, Sam Darnold obviously can work. Depending on the coach you give him. You give him the guy, you give McDonald in Seattle, you give him O'Connell in Minnesota, it works. You give Joe Flacco, for instance, right? At least like a medium level head coach in the time he's been around. He's not a great example, but Daniel Jones for the Colts right now. It wasn't working with Dable. Had they just gotten rid of Dable and hired a head coach who knew what he was doing, they might have been able to both have the quarterback and the coach and start winning right now. When those like veteran guys that you gave a contract to, some of the guys that I'm saying don't pay at all, let's say Tua, before you run Tua out of town, which is what happens, they run both out of town or they run the quarterback out of town first and say, oh, we don't have a quarterback, we can't figure it out. Are you sure you shouldn't just change coach and find that there might be a guy who matches up well with him? Baker, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. I think those are the best examples of this.
So it's definitely a recent phenomenon with guys going to other places and having success, and a couple of them involved the New York Jets, so that organization just might be cursed.
Yeah.
We will talk to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, about this.
Oh, even Mac Jones is making me think that.
Yeah, so Sam Darnold is in a West Coast system now. He obviously was with Kevin O'Connell a year ago in Minnesota. Now he's with McDonald and Clint Kubiak. I guess that's his dad.
You went way back in the time machine.
Kubiak.
Gary Kubiak.
That's his dad. Clint Kubiak in Seattle. So yeah, it's all about scheme, and he's comfortable in it. I will say though, on the flip side, we would all agree, Sam Darnold had 3 years with the Jets. Nobody was saying he needed to have a fourth year with a new head coach. So I don't want to be, hindsight's 2020 on this a little bit. Yes, Sam Darnold was
system. But in retrospect, maybe that would have worked.
Maybe so, but I'm just, the same thing is happening. You know, you brought up Tua. Same thing happening there. Is anybody saying that Tua just needs a new head coach?
But I'm not. No one is. But I'm saying maybe they should be. Maybe there is something there with Tua. The issue is the head coach.
But
he's already paid. So like before you just wash him out of town, I would maybe find out
they have
to
hold on to him. I mean, they have to hold on to him for a year or so because he's paid. I guess to me, we can't have it both ways because you and I have had many a conversation about like
not
all that, you know, that guy stinks. Don't pay him and all this, move on. And now we're saying maybe they should give the guy an extra year or two. It can't be both though, is all
sure.
I'm saying.
I'm not saying, and look, this is difficult because I'm definitely not saying like pay him and then figure it out with a new head coach. This is in the circumstance where you're already running into a situation where maybe you did pay the guy or didn't want to pay the guy. I understand it's tough for the rookie. It's tough for the rookie. You get 3 years of Sam Darnold. I'll say this. Before I ran him out for year four, just cut his ass, I probably would bring in a different guy. Then that's different than after 16 months, we run Eberflus out and we knew we were going to pre-fire him and we only give him a year anyway or less than a year in some cases and then run him out of town versus we did 3 years of Darnold. It's not working. Before I just ran Darnold out of town, I do think I would try with a new head coach and find out if there is some juice there. Because it turns out with a number of these guys in the league,
there is
a little juice.
There's no doubt that Baker's had success after leaving Cleveland, Darnold after leaving the Jets, Geno after leaving the Jets. That is all very, very true. I would still say, though, in the NFL where you would say this, let's say that take the Chiefs are a terrible example here right now in their current history, but
they don't have a good example of any time in history, probably.
Yeah. I mean, Chicago, their general manager, currently Ryan Poles, drafted Caleb Williams. They kept Eberflus for the 1 year. We all thought that was silly.
Now I would have just started with the head coach to begin with. Sure.
So, okay. In that scenario, we all said, hey, they should have got rid of the head coach to begin with.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's just say they had their head coach in place. It went 3 years in and Caleb Williams didn't look good. What I'm saying is
the GM
scenario,
here's the reason why it's a problem and why it doesn't work this way in the NFL though, is like the GM would be fired in that scenario. And I'd have to go back and look at the Jets, the three years Darnold was there. My guess is without looking it up that after Darnold got 3 years, they probably also fired the GM at the same time. Because the GM, quote unquote, failed by
hiring.
And
this goes back to the same thing, which is the GM doesn't want that quarterback. That's not his guy. And so he's got to run him out of town.
I think
and we got to go to this thing. He was there for 3 years. He was a full-time starter for 3 years.
The example, I think, to me, that maybe is next to match that. And again, he'd have to be successful. But it feels like Bryce Young is that guy, Cody, where.
But they just screwed it up by obviously firing. He'd be on coach three. But yeah, I get your point.
Who was the coach when he came into Carolina?
Frank Wright.
He didn't even make it a full year.
Okay, so Dave Canales was there, and obviously, okay.
This is the problem.
So it's a little bit different than the other ones. But I think you're right to the point of, because it's hard with Tua, because Tua, he's had some success, but where I think Sam Darnold didn't have any success.
It's terrible.
Baker didn't have any success. Where I think Daniel Jones didn't really have any success. Where I think Bryce Young fits that grouping a little bit more, where maybe if you're Bryce Young, I don't know, if we go based on the trend, let's say the Panthers like, you know what, we're not paying Bryce Young, we're going to let him leave. And then he goes, I don't know, anywhere and figures it out and has success. Then he would fall into that category of guys that you're talking about.
Gold, to your point, I think part of the issue we're running into is not just the GM. It's that they're unwilling to make the move before. So I looked up Sam Darnold's time. He had the exact same problem these other quarterbacks would have. They gave him a year of Adam Gase, then brought in a new head coach. And so there's not room in the contract for what I'm saying, which is if there's 2-3 full years of it not working with a guy, or let's say it is working, then you sign him to a contract. And in the Daniel Jones case, now it's not what's wrong. It seems like they side with run everybody out of town versus wait, there was something with Darnold that was working. What happened? What changed? Let's get a quarterback in a system that fits this person, that works, and then we might be able to do both. It just feels like something nobody's trying yet.
Yeah, that's look, these guys were drafted as high as they were for a reason. Clearly, people saw talent. It wasn't, you know, the Jets may have drafted Sam Darnold, but somebody else was going to draft him right after if they did.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For
so
sure.
There's clearly the talent is there. Who can unlock that talent, make him feel comfortable? There's also the reality of Sam Darnold, 7 years now or 6 years into his career, he's just a better quarterback because he's
older
and is seen more and all that. Like,
sure, that could be the case.
Some of that is that, and nobody with a team that drafts him gets 6 years to figure it out. It's just not how the NFL works, unfortunately. It's just how sports work. You don't get 6 years as a starting quarterback to figure it out. If not, you're going to be somewhere else. You're going to have to figure it out. And we're talking, as great as the story is for Mac Jones right now, Darnold, Baker, Geno, although he's playing terrible now, but
Baker's
he's still
crazy. He was just a free agent for $5 million. He was available on the street.
I still want to. These are outliers, though. Like, I don't want to act like this could be happening. There's
I would say
some quarterbacks
feel like
also
an outlier when it's 10% of the starting NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, but you do you think Zach Wilson, if he gets a shot somewhere else, is going to be good?
No, I don't. I'm not.
I think Bryce Young would be the guy that you would say right now. He would be the guy that you would pick. If he went somewhere else, maybe he's the person who has not looked good really at all, shown signs. If he went somewhere else, maybe it works out.
There's some guys that just stink, right? Like Jamarcus Russell, that was on him, sure, right? We all agree.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Rosen was not going to be successful somewhere else.
But there are plenty of quarterbacks that you do go back in time, probably 20, 30 years, and you wonder, man, if he was drafted somewhere else, what would his career have looked like? I think there's always, I call them outliers, but I think there's sometimes where the dude just didn't have it. It just wasn't that kind of guy that we all thought he was going to be when he came out of college.
We're just at an unprecedented level of 10 to 15% of the starting NFL quarterbacks in the league who look good were drafted by somebody else and actively playing for another team. The old adage used to be you can't find a quarterback somewhere else because those guys are gone. They're not available. They stay with the teams that are good. And we're seeing like kind of an inverse of that at the moment.
It's interesting. It's awesome to see for some of these guys. I mean, Baker Mayfield's career is going to, he's going to end up with a really, really nice career when it's all said and done. I mean, it's possibly an MVP.
He is one of the most interesting stories in NFL history. He was drafted by the worst franchise in the NFL, couldn't make it work there because they're run terribly. He took a one-year deal with the Panthers where it went kind of bad, and he's just there. And then he was just on the street. Bucks paid him $5 million to come in because Tom Brady retired, and they thought, we'll take a shot. They didn't pay him any real money. He was in an open quarterback competition with a guy's name I can't even remember. Do you guys remember who it was?
Kyle Trask, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. He was in an open quarterback competition with Kyle Trask.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely...
Wasn't he in Carolina with Sam Darnold, too? Yeah. Weren't they both together at the same time?
Yeah.
See, that's the other part of this conversation that's interesting, too, because it's not as simple as Sam Darnold left the Jets and then went to Minnesota. No, he was also in Carolina for a little bit, as you said.
He went to San Francisco for a year.
Yes.
Because they showed his timeline last night.
The lesson here is don't be a quarterback for the Panthers or the Jets. Just don't go to those two franchises. Go anywhere else.
So as much as we can cite that, like look at Justin Fields. He was drafted by Chicago. Then he went to Pittsburgh. Now he's with the Jets. And he's been with three teams. Is it him or is it the teams? He's been with three teams and he's very below average.
It's probably more him now, obviously, than it is the teams. As soon as you get two or three shots and it's still bad, then
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.